This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. The idea was that, in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
Special Counsel Robert Hur concluded last week that no charges should be filed against President Biden for his handling of classified documents. Some Republicans, like Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, have called out Hur for a double standard, saying former President Donald Trump should not face charges either for his classified documents investigation. Washington Democratic Representative Adam Smith joins Fox News Sunday and says there is a clear difference between the two.
President Biden cooperated with the Justice Department from the moment it was discovered. President Trump fought them every step of the way and has said, look, it's declassified if I say it's declassified. These are my documents.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 to win Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas Sunday. Speaking about the win at the trophy ceremony, Kansas City head coach Andy Reid talks about what the win means for his legacy.
Man, I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate it with these people right here, man. Hey, on three, one, two, three, how about those Chiefs?
Kansas City now once again prepping for a victory parade set to take place Wednesday. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
President Joe Biden skipped the annual Super Bowl interview for a second year in a row, but he released a video on X talking about so-called shrinkflation impacting Americans.
The American public is tired of being played for suckers. I'm calling on companies to put a stop to this. Let's make sure businesses do the right thing now.
The National Retail Federation estimated that households spent $86.04 on Super Bowl Sunday, a slight increase from last year's $85.36. We are hearing the first public comments from Britain's King Charles after his cancer diagnosis.
King Charles making his first comments since disclosing he has cancer. In a statement released by the British royal family, King Charles says he would like to express his heartfelt thanks for the many messages of support and good wishes he has received in recent days. Doctors discovering the cancer while he was having a prostate procedure last month. King Charles is 75 years old. I'm Laura Winters.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Former President Trump, the GOP frontrunner, is 77. Overall, the poll found nearly 60% of Americans believe both men are too old for office. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to get back on track with the truth, right? In reality. Boy, I'll tell you, the left has turned our world upside down in such a way, it's like we're living out the Screwtape letters here. It is nonstop. I mean, last week was the week that was, where you had that a president was ruled too senile to stand trial, but he's still okay to run the country. I mean, this is where it is. And I think probably for the first ever Super Bowl, we had two men of faith quarterbacking their respective teams. You know, the story of Brock Purdy, who's gone from Mr. Irrelevant on NFL Draft Day of 2022. Guys, you know, here, you know, having been raised in Southern California all my life, we knew about Mr. Irrelevant and how it was celebrated. It was a big thing. The person who was that unfortunate person to be so designated, which is tough, which means that you're the very last person to be drafted. You know, as if that's supposed to be a bad deal, but, you know, you had steakhouses that would have special events and offerings and dinners, you know, for Mr. Irrelevant. But now here you've got somebody who is not only a one-time Mr. Irrelevant, the final one to be chosen in NFL draft, is leading his team as a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And he says his favorite psalm, Phil Hotzenpiller, Psalm 43. That's his go-to psalm, right?
Well, you know, it's kind of amazing. The latest stat is that up to 70% of the NFL are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Now put that number in light of what you have in the White House, what's happening there. And I think we're living in days of duplicity, mm-hmm. where what should be right is not right. What it should be, you know, it's like calling evil good and good evil.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And that really is, you know, I call it, you know, duplicity, because it just kind of, it doesn't even make sense to the average person. And yet the average person doesn't know how to counter it and what to do about it. And whether that's talking about your child in a classroom of completely woke progressive leftists, or whether you're talking about a White House who, to your point, deemed too senile to stand trial, but okay to control the trigger on the most powerful nation in the world.
Exactly. And have command of the nuclear codes, right? And yeah. In the football, as they call it, speaking of football. But yeah, it's it is upside down. And the thing is that what we need to be careful and wise with for a time such as this, Phil, is to know when you can talk, because the Bible tells you that, you know, kind of steer away from the fools. And there's lots of fools here. And they really are going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm having a hard time reconciling that and saying, God, you tell me to take the gospel message out there, but to stay away from fools. You know, give me the wisdom and discernment to know the difference and how to, you know, how to adjudicate that. Because, you know, what we have to share in terms of wisdom, godly wisdom, it's not our wisdom, it's what God has given us, is so sanctified and righteous, is that somebody who is unrighteous and unsanctified, they'll never get it. You know, it just doesn't make sense to them. It's kind of like, you know, I was sharing with Dr. Ted Baer last week. It reminds me of that, you know, that scene in, was the City Slickers, right? And the guys are out there, they're on their horses, and for hours they're trying to explain to the one character that, you know, how to use a DVR, that you can, you can watch a channel and record another channel, and they're just spending hours trying to explain. They said, the guy's never going to get it. And sometimes I feel the same way with this, is that in spite of the obvious sin and that's out there, it's just people just don't they just don't want it. They don't want the gospel message. So, I'm just saying, God, give me the wisdom to know when to cut the losses, so to speak.
Well, you know, that's a great point, Bill, because, you know, if we're not really wise like serpents, you know, and innocent like a dove, we can get sucked into something with, you know, a fight that doesn't matter.
Right.
And you know how to, you know, really kind of assess what should I be doing and what should the ground that I need to take and hold in this situation. And some things, honestly, they're just noise. I mean, if you get on social media, you're battling with a fool, then it's noise. You're not going to win anything. Mm-hmm. However, if you organize, let's say, for example, some of your friends to go to a school board meeting, now you can make some progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just have to step back and go, I got to be more strategic than I ever have in my life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, you bring up a great point here, place and time, and we need to think about that. And, you know, again, as I talked to you last week, and this is just driving me nuts, Phil. It's keeping me up at night. And this is this idea of elite Christianity. And, you know, here we just watched the Super Bowl. And Mahomes, elite. Brock Purdy, these are elite players. These are the best of the best. And you can expect a particular outcome with people of this this level of commitment to their craft. And I'm just saying, okay, let's raise the bar for Christianity. Don't just be a Christian, you know, a so-called Christian or Christian in name only, a chino. I mean, let's be an elite Christian, and not out of arrogance, and not something we want to do in and of ourselves. It's just being able to go to God and say, God, you know, I do want to be useful, you know, for your kingdom. What can I do? Like an elite player that gets elite results, what can I do in the realm of my Christian influence to where I am I'm doing more damage against the evil one and winning more victories for the kingdom? Does that make sense? Without being arrogant, I'm careful, and I want to continue to put an asterisk on this. This isn't about self pride, and this isn't about doing it on myself. I just feel like God's placed this on me. I go, why is this on me?
Yeah, and if you think about, everyone can be, let's use that term just for a minute. Everyone can be an elite Christian, meaning that someone who has impact in some sphere. You may not be a quarterback for the NFL, but in the sphere of friends or community, a network you're in, you're going to stand out in that crowd. You won't stand out in every. What can you do with that?
I think we're going in and out with your connection here, Phil. Yeah, I think that, you know, some people want to look at it in terms of, you know, TikTok or X influence, that sort of thing. Well, you know, I've got 3 million people. And I said this morning, I think it was to Dr. Paul Kengor, you know, Jesus didn't have millions. I mean, he had 12. You know, and look at the difference he made with his network of 12, right?
Amen. That's right. Don't despise small beginnings. You can make a big difference there.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break, and we're going to try and get a better connection with Phil Hotzenpeller. He is the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor at Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California. Stay with us. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpeller right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you heard? To spark vital conversations about faith, the Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people during the year if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, tell them about the love of Christ. If they say they already follow Jesus, invite them to join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's easy to forget that there are people, even in our own backyards, who've never heard the good news. The Great Commission commands us to make disciples in all nations. And while the Tide Ministry is reaching millions of listeners around the world, we're asking you to reach the people in your own neighborhood. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can politely engage others in potentially life-changing spiritual conversations, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Phil Hotzenpeller from American Faith continues with us. Rob Reiner, was talking about Christian nationalism, whatever that means. I mean, that's the latest boogeyman. They're freaking out because, evangelicals, people of faith are, they're coming out. I think maybe it's this season of the silent majority, possibly, realizing that if we're going to save this country, it's really going to be on our shoulders. I mean, after all, when you consider how this country started, it was people of faith. It was evangelicals that led the way. I thought it was interesting to look at these numbers that Charlie Kirk has been studying and all the great work he's been doing, Phil. And I know you know Charlie. He looked and broke down the numbers of how many Republicans, registered to vote, didn't come out to vote. Our good friend Craig Huey for many years has done incredible study on this as well, particularly people in the church. He says only 50% of people, of Christians who say they're Christians, only 50% of them will bother to register to vote. And of that, only 50% of that group will actually go out and vote. You can't have that kind of lack of participation if you want to maintain any kind of godly influence in society. So people of faith have checked out, but I think they're, like the days of the silent majority, by the grace of God and urging of the Holy Spirit, they're starting to come forth because of all this stuff that's happening in the society. They're responding to this needfully, almost like in the words of Charles Finney, who said that a revival happens when it's most needed. And I think the embers of revival, not only here in America, but around the world, are getting larger and larger. And guys like Rob Reiner and those on the left are freaking out because they know this is a force that they cannot cheat enough to overwhelm. Am I saying that fairly?
Oh, I think so. And that's right. You hear a stirring, and I'm hearing it like from people all across the land. I mean, we just had Brian Barcelona speak at our church, and he's with One Voice, and right. They're in 76 countries now. And he said, we're seeing it. We're seeing little pockets all over, but where we're seeing it the most right now, the stirring, is in California. And we've said it all along that this is a place that really does have a lot of revival in the soil and a lot of great movements of God that have happened here. So, we really believe that God's doing something here, but not just here.
Right. Well, it's interesting. You and I were touching on this off air is that, people who have left California, U-Haul, gave the report saying the number of one-way transports of U-Haul vans and trailers and everything like that was, at record heights. But what's happening is people are being drawn back to California in spite of the mess that it's in, high gas prices, cost of living and that sort of thing. And it was interesting because what you've observed is the pull of the family is what's drawing people back to California. And maybe they will come back, people, including myself, Phil, by the way, maybe we'll come back with such a fervency that we will not allow the left to continue to manhandle the state and the state's people.
Well, your earlier statistic about Republicans that don't vote, it would be very easy to turn California. But it's going to take Republicans, it's going to take Christians getting out and doing civic responsibility.
Exactly.
Because without that, you can't move the needle. You can't move the needle by complaint. You move the needle by vote. And that's the key.
It's the vote, and also that we've got to be vigilant about the integrity of the vote. God says he hates, scales that are not balanced, right? And I believe what happened in 2020, the scales were out of balance. And I believe there's a day of comeuppance, to reconcile that because God will not allow this to continue. So I know a lot of people are doing a lot of hard work and, in exposing this. I tried to have a conversation, speaking of people that are so locked in their mentality. He was saying some things, just absurd. They were ill-founded. And when I just said, look, I can't help myself. the Bible talks about how you try to restrain yourself around people that just don't know what they're doing and that your bones ache. Phil, my bones were aching because of the stupidity that was lying around there. And I just tried to gently just say, Are you interested in the truth? And I hit him with a couple things like, Well, you know, there were over 1,000 affidavits. There was all this documentation, and of course, all they could say was, well, the courts didn't, they didn't want to handle it and stuff. I said, look, what you're bringing up is something very, very complex, because the courts didn't, you know, they chose not to handle certain aspects of the voter fraud based on technicality. You know, we had a January 6th hearing that you could hope, you know, committee hearing and all this money that we spent, that there would have been a sincere effort to find out what happened. But it was controlled. It was controlled by those that created the mess for their own gain and purpose. They got exactly what they wanted, and it was all for show. It was not to help people understand. That's why to this day, nearly 70%, Phil, this number is huge, 70% of America believes something fishy went on in 2020. They don't believe in the results. And I don't care how much Joe Biden insists that he's a legitimate president or Democrats or Fox News or whatever. Hey, it's just like, okay, I get it. That's your belief. Fine. I'm not gonna argue with you, because if you want to deny all the evidence, you know, that's up to you. It's just like all the people that wanted to deny the evidence that you know the grave was empty. You know, they it's like, well, it's empty. You know, we don't believe it. Okay, all right. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you when you lose the idea of absolute truth in society, then everything is evaluated through what I think is right or what I emotionally or, but there's no way to verify truth, you know, and that is the biggest danger. A lot of people don't realize just, you know, the stuff you see, all the stirrings you see, that's just the ruffling of the leaves. The problem is that we've gone into a season where the leaves are falling and there's a lack of structure to hold society together without truth, truth being on a divine ultimate scale, the word of God, truth being a truth based on that is the U.S. Constitution. So when you put those two things in jeopardy, you're putting a lot of things in jeopardy.
Exactly. Well, and this is what progressives have done. This is what, you know, globalists have done. Because they're here to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? So demonic. But they are. They're anti-God. And people slowly but surely are waking up to this, the impact of the globalist movement. I think maybe we're somewhat laissez-faire and saying, well, this is so ridiculous. There's no way that this is going to gain any traction. Well, guess what? It has. And for the last, 20 plus years, it has been dictating, you know, our way of life. I mean, to the point that we set aside common sense and we go chase this green maniacal agenda, that after all the trillions of dollars been spent, what do we got, Phil?
Chaos. We have chaos is what we have. And disorder.
And that's what they want, right? Because they live, I'm talking the globalists, you know, these global leaders, because they want to supplant God. They want to do basically the same thing that God, you know, that Satan tried to do in heaven, right? He tried to bring chaos into heaven, and heaven said, bye-bye.
Yep. Well,
spit him out.
Day of reckoning is coming, my brother.
Well, I'll tell you, for the sake of we the people, I mean, you think of the millions of people, not only in our country, but around the world, that are the effect of the chaos and the insanity here in America. I mean, here we were, you know, as John Winthrop prayed for, that we would be that shining light, that example to nations around the world. And our light, Phil, is disturbingly dimming at the expense of not just people here in America, but around the world.
Well, you know what? Let's pray for revival. Let's pray for
Amen.
Return. And let's work on an individual level to make that happen.
You got it. He's the president and founder of American Faith, Phil Hotzenfelder. Thank you, Phil. God bless.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. The idea was that, in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Winnie America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, obesity is one of the top health threats. Pets, we're talking pets, what they're facing. With a recent survey showing around 60% of dogs and cats are overweight or obese. So, like owners, like pets, like owners, I guess. Here to help are veterinarians Drs. Bernard Hodges and Terrence Ferguson. Who were recently nominated for an NAACP award and are teaming up with Hill's Pet Nutrition to help dogs and cats achieve and maintain a healthy weight. You may recognize them as the co-stars of Critter Fixers, country vets on Nat Geo Wide, Nat Geo Wild, I mean to say. Welcome, Drs. Hodges and Ferguson. Good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you?
Hey, this is awesome. I it's interesting, you know, that that 60% figure seems to run parallel with you know, their owners, right? About 60% of us are obese.
It definitely does. I mean, it is a growing epidemic. But the big factor, you know, oftentimes we can look in a mirror and say, "Uh-oh," or we can say, "Our belt is getting a little bit tighter." Mm-hmm. But you know, oftentimes we don't quite have that awareness with our pets. So, you know, that's why we're so excited to team up with Hill's Pet Nutrition for the annual end pet obesity campaign so we can show those pet parents exactly, you know, the impact that even a few extra pounds can have, and also equip them with the knowledge and the tools to help their pets achieve and maintain a healthy weight.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Ferguson, it's not like the pets can talk to their owners and saying, hey, look at all the other pets in the neighborhood are fat shaming me. You know, you need to help me out here, right?
That's right, you know, and we know that obesity is one of the top health threats for pets. You know, even that one extra pound can impact pets' energy and their, you know, overall general wellness. You know, weight gain put pets at a higher risk for developing different medical conditions. We see animals come in every day that we have to, you know, do different tests or diagnostics that are not feeling well,
And we attribute the weight gain or the obesity to the reason they have the disease, and one being diabetes. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason that being proactive in this weight management is so important.
You know, Dr. Hodges, again, here it is. You've got this parallel line between pets and owners. I mean, the same thing that is affecting us, humanoids, are affecting our pets as well, right?
Exactly. It affects our pet, you know. So that's why we have to really train, you know, our pets instead of our pets training us. So we make sure, you know, we give them the proper nutrition.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how can pet parents assess if their pet is overweight, Dr. Ferguson?
You know, and sometimes that can be a little bit tough, you know, because sometimes we don't recognize it, or sometimes, like me, you know, early on, I may have been in denial, you know, which is the great thing that Hills has a new tool that we call the love test. And it's L-O-V-E. The L means to locate your pet's ribs. You know, we don't want to be able to visually see them. That means we're a little thin, but when we're rubbing the sides of those, the chest area, we don't want to have to press too hard to be able to feel those ribs. The O is we want to observe their body from above. You know, we want to look down, and what does that body look like? Do we have a nice waist? The V, we want to view that body from the side, and we're looking for that same thing. We're trying to see, do we have a waist, or is it, you know, the abdomen kind of hanging down a little bit? The E is we want to evaluate how we're feeding them. You know, are they eating once a day? Are they eating twice a day? Do we leave the food down all the time? How much are we feeding? You know, is that cup that we say we're feeding an actual cup, or is just from a big gulp cup? You know, so we have to take all those things, put them into the tool that Hills has, along with getting with your veterinarian, and try to determine what diet they need to be on for weight loss, weight management, and so they can live a long, healthy life.
Well, and Dr. Hodges, how do we manage, Dr. Ferguson just cited a couple of tips of what we can do to manage pets' weight loss, but there's some other practical things that we can do, right?
Yeah, you know, definitely exercise is a big thing. You know, we want to make sure that we keep our pets healthy. We want to also watch those food portions. We want to make sure that we keep those portions, you know. But if you see and you think your pet is overweight, definitely consult with your vet. You know, one of the most important decisions, you know, the pet owners can do every day is just really know what to feed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with teaming along with your vet, you'll be able to figure out the right food, and switching to the right food can make a big difference and make that weight loss easier. You know, Hill's weight management foods are specifically formulated to help dogs and cats lose some weight. So that's why we really endorse them and really, really think they're a great food, because they have, you know, this naturally, you know, activating thing that's unique for pet metabolism to help them lose weight. So they have a powerful blend of ingredients. So, you know, you won't be depriving your pet, and you can feed them, you know, a similar amount of food and in flavors that you usually use that will appeal to those pets.
Exactly. Yeah, even those fussy eating pets that some of us may have to deal with. We're talking with Dr. Bernard Hodges and Dr. Terrence Ferguson. These are co-hosts of Nat Geo's Critter Fixers. How did you guys, come together to, create Critter Fixers?
So, you know, oftentimes we speak to kids all over the country. We go to different classes. And one thing I always tell them, if you're good at what you do, they will find you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell Dr. Ferguson, he was definitely good at what he did, because he found me 30 years ago in college. And we became great friends. And then Disney and Nat Geo found us, you know, in rural Georgia, you know, via social media, and reached out and asked what we wanted to show.
Mm-hmm. And so what's your side of the story?
Well, what he said is 100% wrong. No, but we did, like I always say, the beauty of our relationship in Critter Fix is that we met in college, like you said, 30 years ago, and we were friends first. You know, we had no idea that we would be veterinarians. We had no idea that we would be partner veterinarians, and we definitely had no idea that we would be on television. So the beauty is that we respected each other, and we were friends first. Mm-hmm. And that has paved the way for what we do, and we have the same interests, you know, in mind and goals that we want to reach, and it's just been a beautiful relationship, and Critter Fixer was born from that.
Yeah, Dr. Hodges, you know, what are you and Dr. Ferguson, you know, what is your mission with each of these shows, with Critter Fixers? What do you want the audience to take away?
You know, one thing I want the audience to take away is, you know, that we love pets. You know, we love pets, and we want to educate them on, you know, on pet ownership. And we also want to, you know, let them see that, you know, maybe they might have noticed this certain thing in their pet that they saw on the show, and they know to get their pet to a veterinarian. So that's why we do all kinds of animals, and we try to show all kinds of common ailments, as well as some that aren't so common.
Yeah, Dr. Ferguson, I mean, this is more than just cats and dogs, you know, as Dr. Hodges was saying, you deal with all kinds. What are some of the most unique critter fixers that you had to deal with?
Oh, I think some of the most unique. One is we always talk about there's a camel in Georgia, at least one, because we got a call to come out and see it. But
a, a camel in Georgia?
Yeah, there's at least one because we had a call and had to go out and see Mowgli, Mowgli the camel.
Mowgli the camel.
But, you know, the beauty of our clinic is we see everything from spiders to axolotls to emus to rabbits and dogs and cats and horses and cows and pigs.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Yeah, so
it's definitely a unique experience when you come to Critter Fixer.
Well, how cool. I mean, you bring, you know, spiders. I mean, they bring their pet spider in. And, I mean, for people who freak out over spiders, this would probably, you know, clear that side of the waiting room, right?
Oh, definitely. But, you know, spiders need love, too.
Well, like you said, I mean, that's your heart, both of you guys. You like, you love all kinds of animals and all kinds of pets, and you're there to, you know, be a positive influence and, you know, and deal with, you know, any problem or issue that they're dealing with. Of course, we've been talking about weight loss and maintenance. Yeah, the same thing that us humanoids are having to deal with. Our pets are dealing with it, and they're looking to us, okay? So we need to be responsible pet owners. Well, Dr. Bernard Hodges, Dr. Terrence Ferguson, thank you a million. Appreciate you so much. Continued great luck and, you know, show business with, you know, Critter Fixers. You know, we appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 water. I know, I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit Balance7.com. That's balance7.com. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, as we were talking with Phil Hudson-Piller, we're starting to see the signs of... Rob Reiner calls it Christian nationalism is driving them nuts. But it's obvious that people are realizing that the answer is with God. When you are in chaos, it's because you decided to disanchor, from the truth principles, from the rock of truth. And when you do, then you're like flotsam and jetsam. You're just... going in all kinds of different directions, like that punctured air balloon. And this is where this country has been on, I'd say, for the last couple of decades. And it's gotten, I get it, because when I talk to people, the look that they have in their face and it comes out of their eyes is they're shocked. They just didn't believe that could ever get this bad to where, you're dealing with the reality of 100 million abortion deaths. You're dealing with the reality of people want to control your children to the point that even though they're confused, because we were all confused at that age early on, maybe dealing with some, not even having a discussion so much about it, just kind of wondering about it. Now it's being discussed in such a way that it's bringing questions to mind to young people that shouldn't have to deal with those questions. It's kind of like in the Book of Solomon. There is that recurring theme that says, do not wake up love before it's time. I want to bring Gary Schneeberger on. He's the Focus on the Family's assistant to the president for media relations. Hey, Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I do want to talk about the Super Bowl, but before we do, I just feel like we need to address this issue, this 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, and that is that... I think people are getting worn out a bit about all the chaos and are starting, to come back home. And when I say come back home, is coming back to their father and realizing that, God forgive us. We've decoupled ourselves from you and your commandments. It's the history of man. We've done this. But, we have a loving God who says, welcome home. Welcome back. I've missed you. Right?
Absolutely. And, I think your listeners, I know I've certainly experienced a bit of that. I haven't walked away totally, I haven't left home totally. But day by day, moment by moment, minute by minute, I'll make decisions. I'll do, I'll have attitudes. I'll have struggles and crises and those kind of things that will take me sort of outside the house a little bit for, a couple minutes or an hour or two or even days. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. It's absolutely a cultural truth what you just said.
And I think it's you know, for people of faith, it's not to, you know, freak us out. It's just like, hey, welcome to the club. I mean, this has been going on, you know, ever since, you know, the Garden of Eden. You know, we have good times. We got bad times. We make mistakes. But this is why, you know, we serve a God who forgives. And it's God who forgives. Okay, not anybody else. Only God forgives. And that so when you understand, Gary, that God is the only one to forgive, who do you go to?
Your friends. No, I mean, you go to God, or if you go to someone who, you know, besides God, hopefully what you're asking them, what you're seeking is, hey, pray for me. Hey, you know, how have you navigated some of these same issues and troubles and crises and problems? So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, the Bible says that we should confess to one another, and by confessing to one another, not just somebody just off the street, it's somebody with some Christian maturity that you can say, hey, this is what I'm dealing with, and that you would pray for one another that you would be healed. And what happens is in praying for one another, it's not that you're healed there, but you're brought into the presence of a holy God. That's what we do. We bring people, you know, into the presence of God, where there can only be truth, and there can only be, you know, forgiveness and redemption. All that, you know, comes together in just a wonderful package if we're willing to humble ourselves and come to a holy God and say, look, I'm not standing on my own. You know, I'm standing on your truth, and Father, forgive me. And the Father is consistent that way. And I think that this is the important thing, Gary, because I think that sometimes people think in our Christianity that we're all about, you know, bringing out the sovereign sledgehammer, the cosmic sledgehammer, and dropping it on people's heads. You know, that's not what love is, and that's certainly not what the Father's all about. And thank God, because otherwise my head would be bashed in so many times. I think I'd be able to have the conversation any longer. But out of experience, and I know you've had the same, is that, you know, when you find yourself less than what you want to be, and the reason that you realize you're less than what you want to be is because when you understand the attributes of a holy God, and you look at even something as basic as the Ten Commandments, and you say, hey, how am I doing? How am I doing? You realize, wow, I'm not doing too good, and I need God, right?
That you'd be talking about this, Bill. Yesterday was my birthday, and every year on my birthday,
birthday.
I publish a list. Thank you. I publish a list of 59 things I've learned in, you know, well, last year it was 58. This year it was 59 things I've learned in 59 birthdays. And one of them was talking about the subject of prayer you know, prayer doesn't guarantee that you're going to overcome something. It'll guarantee that you're going to get through something, right? It's not outcome that's guaranteed by that. It's get through that's guaranteed by that. And you know, I throw a lot of stuff in there to do exactly what you're talking about, to encourage people in both the word and the character and the impact of the Lord.
You need to send that to me. I want to see it. That's great.
I will do so.
Yeah, share your birthday gift with me, and I appreciate you bringing it up. You know, the thing is, and what's bringing this all about is because, you know, we wanted to talk about the Super Bowl, I think this is the first time in the history of the Super Bowl where we've had, and I could be wrong, I mean, correct me, but where we've had two quarterbacks that, that are godly men. I mean, Brock Purdy, you know, his go-to verse is Psalm 23. You know, and after winning the Super Bowl game, Patrick Mahomes didn't talk about going to Disneyland. You know, he thanked the Father. He thanked God, you know, for what God has given, the talents he's given to him. I mean, you know, this is on national TV. Excuse me. Millions of people watching, and he gives the glory to God. How cool is that?
Joined talking about, you know, where things are crazy out there and we're longing for something that's comfortable and something that feels right and normal and we can breathe. And one of the things that stood out for me in the Super Bowl commercials was just how popular nostalgia was. I mean, we saw Arnold Schwarzenegger. We saw Patrick Stewart from, I mean, we saw Mr. T for Pete's sake, right? I mean, there was lots of feel-good moments there, and I think that is done in part, not just to sell goods, I get that, but it's also done in part in that way to help us sort of go, take a breath and realize all the cacophony and chaos going on around us in the culture. We can have a little bit of time when Arnold Schwarzenegger is, you know, mispronouncing words.
Neighbor.
Right, neighbor. Right. If he's getting that wrong, we can laugh at that, and that'll give us a moment of, I think, necessary respite.
Exactly. It was, hey, look at, I was shocked. I hadn't realized that the cost per 30 seconds of a Super Bowl commercial was now up to $7 million, right? $7 million per. And then we had a lot of, which is interesting, too. I mean, speaking of men of faith, you know, we had a couple of Jesus commercials.
Yep. Yeah. And the great thing about that is not talking about State Farm. You know, people are watching that commercial and they're not going to talk about Skechers or State Farm or Paramount Plus. They're going to talk about Jesus. And that's a great opportunity for us. With our friends who watch that game, and let's face it, pretty much everybody we know watched that game. I drove last night on the roads, and there was nobody out as I was heading to a party. It gives us the chance to talk about not, you know, the commercial Jesus, Bill, gives us the chance to talk about the biblical Jesus with our friends.
Yes.
And that is a
right.
wonderful opening for us.
Exactly. But $7 million, and of course, I think the budgets in creativity run the full gamut, almost, you know, I mean, into the millions anymore. It's not like a couple of hundred grand to produce a commercial. I mean, this is quite the showpiece, you know, for these creative types to be on, you know, to be in this kind of platform and have this kind of exposure. The other thing was everything about the Super Bowl was so expensive. I mean, you know, if you wanted a suite, it was, what, $2.5 million to have a suite there at Allegiant Stadium. This is just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, thank God for television, because the common man can watch a sporting game. And, you know, and I was talking to somebody else about, you know, she had to buy some Dodger tickets. She loves Ohtani. Ohtani, of course, who went to the Dodgers from the Angels. And so she's disturbed that now she's got to wear blue. She goes, blue clashes with my skin color. She's had to let go of all the red stuff now and convert to Dodger blue. Most disturbing for her. But
yeah,
we're talking about we're talking about the prices of baseball tickets. Gary, gosh, I remember $5 you could, you know, go see a game. I mean, some of these tickets, because StubHub and everybody's bought them now. I mean, you know, good seats, you know, down, you know, infield level, that sort of thing. I mean, for one seat, $1,200, $1,500, $2,000. I mean, New York, you know, around home plate, I think it's $2,500 a seat still, and that doesn't even include a hot dog, by the way.
The biggest thing it cost me was chip dip as my entry to the party.
So hey, why not? And fun was had by all. Gary Schneeberger, Focus on the Family's assistant to the president for media relations. Thank you, Gary. Take care. God bless
you. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.